case is United States versus Kashamu. Mr. Rao.
May it please the court, counsel, Praveen Rao on behalf of appellant Baroji Kashamu. As your honors know, this is a unique case. It's not your run-of-the-mill extradition from which this matter stems from. 6 years after an English court decided there was no prima facie case to extradite Mr. Kashamu, he filed a motion to dismiss the indictment and quash the warrant that had been in place against him for more than 11 years. The district court, however, denied that motion. In doing so, the district court erred in relying on double jeopardy to find there was no final judgment, in essence requiring that there be a conviction, acquittal, or multiple punishments before the English court's decision could be given any weight. The court, in fact, applied a more restrictive standard. However, Mr. Kashamu's argument is not based on double jeopardy, but is based on collateral estoppel, which can be used to preclude issues in criminal cases as well as civil. For collateral estoppel, there doesn't need to be a final judgment as the district court required. As this court held in Balin, collateral estoppel is applicable in criminal cases only when double jeopardy is not. Moreover, the prior decision by Judge Workman was final enough for purposes of collateral estoppel. The government even acknowledges this in their brief, that a judgment need not be final for purposes of jurisdiction and for purposes of preclusion. There's no need for actual conviction, acquittal, or sentence. Whether a judgment is final enough for purposes of collateral estoppel turns upon the five-part test, which Mr. Kashamu does not dispute.
Extradition proceedings usually very summary, unless there's a concern that the country seeking extradition has laws, punishments, what have you, that offend the public policy of the extraditing state. Right? That's the usual. Here it's just an argument over who this fellow is. There's no concern about American laws.
You're right, Your Honor. That is right. He was being extradited to the United States. It wasn't reversed. But the litigation here, which happened over 4 years, was anything but cursory. Here we had multiple affidavits. We had live testimony. We had expert witnesses provided by both sides.
Well, there was some live testimony, but a lot of this turns on these photographs, right?
Well, Your Honor, that's one part of it.
I want to have all these people testifying and looking at this fellow and testifying as to whether that's the person they knew under this name.
Your Honor, that is correct. That is one factor the Judge Workman did look at. But the other part of it, and the defense that was raised in the English court, was it was in fact Mr. Kashamu's brother who bore a striking resemblance to him.
Yeah, and that's possibly true or possibly not. They look alike. It can be very confusing. And photographs are often not very reliable.
That's true. Yeah. There was also testimony by Nigerian drug law enforcement officials said that.
But Mr.
That was kind of confusing too. I mean, at one point they say he's not informant. Another time they say that he is. And the Nigerian drug law enforcement people are not don't enjoy a great reputation among world. World drug law enforcers do that.
That may be so, Your Honor, but Judge Workman, over 4 years, was in the best possession to assess that, to the credibility of the witnesses. He took into account, I think, both sets of arguments made by Mr. Kashamu as well as the government. And he looked at the letters. There was handwriting analysis. There were recordings.
There's no English interest in this case, right?
In terms of the English court, Your Honor, yes. I mean, that proceeding is done.
Okay, so, you know, he did the best he could, but he wasn't trying to make a final judgment about Kashamu's guilt or innocence.
the state of mind of Judge Workman.
What he's asked to do, is this the same person? He does his best, finds it isn't. You know, it's very different from American procedures. And what kind of judge is he, any Mr. Workman?
Mr. Workman was the equivalent of a magistrate, district
What's
level
that?
Judge.
It's a magistrate. He's not a judge.
Yeah.
He's a part of the court system, but in England there are magistrates, not magistrates.
And Your Honor, the particular decision as to extradition, Judge Workman had asked that it be taken to the High Court. The High Court, in fact, had said the decision should go back to Judge Workman.
Because they have no interest. I mean, of course the High Court doesn't want to fuss about this. There's no interest in whether this person is sent back to the United States. But as Judge Kaney is pointing out, they've apparently referred these issues to junior officers. I don't know exactly what a magistrate is in England. What is a magistrate in England?
Your Honor, I'm not sure where it fits in
well,
the spectrum.
Well, if you don't know, I don't know. So
he's not a judge.
Not a judge.
But with it, but there's never been a question about the integrity about the proceedings or the adequacy of it.
In England, you know, they often allow practicing lawyers to sit as judges. What do they call them, reporters or something?
Yes.
So it's a different world. And maybe they're good at resolving these identification issues on affidavits. Maybe they're not good.
But the Supreme Court said, Your Honor, even though there are different procedures, whether it doesn't have to be exactly the same procedures as we have here, the key issue is, under the collateral estoppel doctrine.
Well, if we don't even know what kind of judicial officer this magistrate is, it's the difference in procedures may be significant.
But you know, the government has not challenged the procedures. And
it's not a question of challenging the procedures. The question is, what weight does an American court have to give to this kind of determination?
But under the test of collateral estoppel doctrine, whether the parties are similar, the issues are similar, whether it was adequate, whether the government is afforded full, fair opportunity.
Has collateral estoppel been applied in extradition cases?
It is very, very rare, Your Honor.
Okay, so look, you have a lot of law about collateral estoppel. But it's all developed in the context of the American judicial system. And now you're asking us, you know, kind of mechanically to export that to foreign countries.
And the alternative, Your Honor, which the government is asking, is in to set a bright-line test to say collateral estoppel does not apply to extraditions. What we're saying here, there's nothing to say it does not apply.
Is Kishama a citizen of England?
He's not, Your Honor.
Pardon?
He is not, to the best of my knowledge. He's not. He's a resident.
If he were a citizen, you'd say, well, you know, England has an interest here in protecting him, but not even a citizen.
But it's also provisional. I mean, there has been no final determination about anything in this case, right?
Well, I mean, and as far as the British court is, under Judge Workman, we would argue that it was a final decision. Given all the factors, it wasn't a tentative decision. It was the government was afforded full, fair opportunity to argue it in that court.
But the government is not going to—it's not going to make its whole case in England. What's going to bring everybody, every witness from the United States to testify before the magistrate? So it's going to be exactly like the criminal trial in the U.S.?
We're not asking for that, Your Honor, and we understand the impracticalities
of it. The more our courts apply collateral estoppel to foreign judgments, the more the Justice Department will have to litigate its cases abroad.
And this is for a very limited circumstance in a case like this. The key issue was the identity. They were not litigating every one of the elements
that
had been charged.
Why did it take so long?
Your Honor, I was not party to those proceedings. My understanding that there were successive extradition hearings. There was the first one, and because certain exculpatory evidence had not been presented.
Such a simple case. Did you say it took 4 years?
Yes, Your Honor, from
Well, it couldn't have been such a simple case if it took 4 years.
There was extensive briefing by both sides. As well as extensive evidence, and because, as Your Honor noted, there was Nigerian drug officials, law enforcement that were brought in, there was live testimony,
Did the judge Norville find alternatively that the extradition ruling did not constitute a final judgment?
Well, Your Honor, he relied upon double jeopardy. That was his basis, and his basis was the double jeopardy applies to criminal cases, collateral estoppel applies to civil cases. He did talk about it.
A final judgment for collateral estoppel.
Well, a final judgment, though, doesn't require an actual acquittal or conviction or sentence. It can be based, as the government has acknowledged, it can be based on the facts. It can be based on how final it was, whether it was tentative, where both sides were afforded opportunity to litigate,
I'm having trouble seeing what the finding here is. The magistrate goes on, he says, mindful of the submissions that this matter of credibility of the identification, which is essentially should remain a matter for the jury. It sounds like he just couldn't make his mind up on this and declined to extradite.
I see my time is up. Can I answer, Your Honor?
Sure.
Yeah, we believe that it's necessary to the fact, the determination that Judge Workman made, that Kashamu was not Elagi who was charged in the indictment. In order to release him, he had to make that finding. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Rao. Ms. MacArthur?
May it please the Court, my name is Diane MacArthur and I represent the United States. The defendant has not established that the United Kingdom's refusal to extradite Mr. Kashamu requires the dismissal of a criminal prosecution in this case. The decision of the magistrate judge in London was not final. The government did not have a full and fair opportunity to present its case, and the issues were not identical in the proceeding. Judge Tinder, in response to the question that you raised, the magistrate judge in this case actually found three critical things, none of which preclude prosecution at a future date. First, that defendant Kashamu had a brother with a striking resemblance to him. Second, that brother was one of the co-conspirators in the group charged. And then third, that Kashamu himself had informed law enforcement about his brother's activities. The magistrate judge concluded after making these findings that the government's proof was not sufficient to extradite. The magistrate judge did not conclude that Kashamu himself was not involved in this conspiracy. This finding is critical because what the defendant is asking this court to now do is to reverse the decision of the district court, which refused to stop the prosecution from going forward. In this case, defendant Kashamu is indeed, in the sense of Balin, using collateral estoppel as a sword to deprive the government of its one full opportunity to try the charges against Mr. Kashamu. The very nature of extradition proceedings are preliminary. They are avowedly tentative. They are the beginning part of a continuing process. It is not the be-all and the end-all where there is a final judgment on the merits. Collateral estoppel is an equitable doctrine, and in this case, the magistrate's findings did not have the clarity required in order to stop the government now from proceeding to trial.
I'm curious why the district judge ruled on the motion to dismiss, why the judge felt compelled to rule on it. There was nothing going on.
There was not, Judge. And initially, the judge ruled largely at the government's suggestion under what was essentially a fugitive disentitlement doctrine, not reaching the merits of the decision. But after this court issued the decision in Hijazi, the parties agreed that the judge should consider the merits of the claim.
But in the Hijazi case, the Hijazi had shown the court that there was some disadvantage to the pendency of the charge, that he couldn't visit his family or something like that. We didn't have anything like that here.
Mr. Kashamu did raise as one of his initial presentations that he was being precluded from traveling internationally due to the outstanding nature of the warrant against him. But it wasn't of the same nature or to the same degree as in the government's view as that which was present in the Hijazi case. I think that the government's view and the reason we didn't oppose the reconsideration was that Mr. Kashamu, like Mr. Hijazi, was not a true fugitive in the sense that he had not...
He had never been here.
Exactly. He had not fled.
Where is he now?
We believe him to be in Nigeria, Your Honor, and that is, at least in part, while this isn't in the record, through my receipt of a letter from an attorney in Nigeria in 2008 alerting me to the fact or requesting, demanding in effect, that we dismiss the prosecution. And that then led to the ultimate filing of the motion to quash the arrest warrant and the motion to dismiss.
Okay, thank you, Ms. MacArthur. Mr. Rao, do you have anything further?
Your Honor, just 2 points. First point as to the preliminary nature. There are a number of cases where there have been motions to quash arrest warrants, preliminary hearings, where collateral estoppel has been applied. Although extradition could be viewed as a preliminary hearing before the final trial, it's no different in the context of that. Also, in terms of your question, Your Honor, about why should the U.S. government take any hold any weight with collateral estoppel as to foreign judgment. There have been a string of cases, and we do cite those within this circuit as well as other circuits where that has been found to be the case, that foreign judgments could be taken. Accordingly, for those reasons, Your Honor, we would ask the court to reverse and remand decision back to the lower court and direct the lower court to dismiss the indictment and quash the arrest warrant. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rao. And you were appointed, were you not? No, oh, you're okay. Sorry. Okay. Our last case for argument.